You know what? As immortal as he appears, Tom Brady's just like us.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
He's not the first and won't be the last person to change his mind after breaking up with somebody on Instagram.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Can I hit the heat check drop just once?
Mike, will you just let me host the show?
I'm sorry, Rich.
Today's guests, NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport, Baseball Hall of Famer Nolan Ryan, famed rock musician and producer Bret Michaels, plus your phone calls and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, it is. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. We say hello to our Peacock, SiriusXM, Terrestrial Radio, Odyssey listeners. We say hello to those listening later on, whenever you're done, well, please, as is your right, on our podcast, on the Cumulus Podcast Network. And we say hello to our YouTube watchers on youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show once the show is all over. If you miss on anything, good to see you over there, Chris Brockman. How are
hey,
you?
Rich, what's up, man?
And Mike Del Tufo, how are you?
Good
to see
you.
GJ Jefferson, lighting the candle. Good to see you, sir.
You know, Rich, I went to the Lakers game last night, and watching them take that L was particularly satisfying.
Spoken like a very bitter Clipper fan. Good to see you over there. TJ Jefferson, Chris Brockman, Mike Del Tufo, Rich Eisen, four guys who are not making $50 million a year.
Facts.
I'm working on it.
Hey, Aaron Rodgers signed his contract, according to all reports, and now everybody's getting to see what they're seeing in the contract, to see what the numbers say. And the numbers will tell you how long this commitment truly is. And it appears the number on the contract averages out to $50 million a year, with $150 million of it guaranteed. And by all looks, this looks to be a two-year commitment, if not maybe a third, with some funny money put on the back end, phony years, to try and get the salary cap, you know, number down right now, and then take the cap hit and shove it deeper into the future. And this, to me, shows once again how the power of belief in self and betting on oneself is one of the greatest powers that's out there. And it's very difficult sometimes because, you know what, you feel like you may not have the leverage and you feel like you may not be that that person that the organization that you've been with for so very long really wants you. And Rodgers was made to feel that way with trading up to get Jordan Love, and the clock was ticking. As we all said, this is a guy who needs to get out there in 2022 at the very latest in order for the team to see what they have in him before they have to make a decision contractually to see if he should stick around for a fifth year. And Rodgers sat there and he said, I know this, and I'm going to bet on myself and get the hell out of here. And what he did is he bet on himself and took the leverage that the Packers thought they had, and with back-to-back MVP seasons after the drafting of Jordan Love, flipped it on its head. And now he holds all the cards, and now he's getting pizzayed in a manner that no one else has been paid. He's now the highest paid quarterback on an annual basis. He's now the guy that is going to be the quarterback of the team in 2022, the year that Jordan Love, come hell or high water, was supposed to start. He's going to be the starting quarterback of this team in 2023. He's got the Packers now putting stuff on the credit card that the Packers never put on the credit card. That's not the way they do business. He's got them mortgaging the future for him. He's got the guys on the team that he wants. It's his world, and they're paying rent. And sure, the Packers got what they wanted, which is the salary cap number down, and the Packers got him. What the hell were we talking about for the last 2 years? Right?
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
It's unbelievable that this is the way it's turned out. The worst cancellation in the history of supposed cancellations as well.
Cancel me.
Canceling has been canceled?
I think we're canceling the cancellation, which, by the way, cancels each other out.
Yeah.
It equals a $50 million contract.
It's true.
Per year. Now, you know, you look at the numbers, it is less than $50 million this year. There are only three quarterbacks now making over $40 million or more in 2022, as it currently stands. They are Josh Allen, who's at the tops of the list, and then second, Aaron Rodgers, and third, Kirk Cousins, who, when he signs the contract, they should take the pen and send it to the Hall of Fame. They should enshrine his pen.
Take the pen.
Take the pen. Take the pen. They should take the pen and put it in Canton and say, this is the pen of the man with a .500 record who's made $230 million because he has made every possible leverage play from I will take all of my franchise tags and I will turn it into a walking in free agency and I will get one team in New York City to offer me a mint so I can go to a much easier place to play media-wise and go and get guaranteed dollars after guaranteed dollars, and then instead of hitting free agency, I'm going to get more guaranteed dollars, and then the general manager who gave me all of these guaranteed dollars is going to lose his job because I still haven't really won more than one playoff game, and the coach is going to be gone, and we're going to get a new coach in here who believes that he can turn me into somebody because he's from the Shanahan world through Sean McVay, and the new general manager sees that I'm such a major cap hit, no one's going to take me as a cap pit, so I want to raise and a no trade clause. I want to get that. Here's my pen. Send it to Canton. I got all that right. Did I miss anything? The NFC North is lit. Aaron Rodgers is back. Two of the three highest paid quarterbacks in the league is sitting right there. And there's Jared Goff getting DJ Chark. That happened today. And then you've got Justin Fields. What's he going to look like?
Well, Aaron Rodgers traded his best player away, so.
Another reason why. Who's that? What are you talking about?
Khalil Mack.
No, that's true. He's the owner. Now I'm putting all things together. So what you've got is another reason why Aaron Rodgers is wise enough to stay right where he is. I mean, it's the NFC North. He rules this roost. Who's going to come go get him? Well, the only person who could potentially surpass him is in an annual salary, Kirk Cousins, who's going to somehow use the next 2 years to try and get even a higher pay raise. Crazy world we live in. But it is also proof that if you've got the franchise quarterback, you hold on to him. That's why it's so rare to see Seattle just say to Russell Wilson, we're done, and Russ say, I want out of here. Kind of crazy. And that's why when somebody like Deshaun Watson, despite whatever baggage he may have, once a grand jury decides that there are no criminal charges with that baggage, it's on and cracking. It's on. Mm-hmm. Game's afoot. Yep. Game's afoot. Saints and Panthers want to meet with him. And apparently they already have because he wants to meet with them. And they don't even need to read whatever he's saying in a deposition for 22 civil suits like he's supposed to be doing today. They don't even need to read it. They just like, let's go. We'll deal with the civil as long as there's no criminal. And none of this may be true at all, as I said yesterday. And so you got somebody his age with his reputation prior to all this and his game and his contract saying, I'm out of Houston. And it's on. And apparently the Browns are now in deep. Which means, does that mean Baker Mayfield is on the table to swap? Are the Texans into that idea? Because he's got only, you know, one more year of contractual control. That's it. Can you believe it's been that long since he's been drafted?
We're in Dallas.
So it's on here.
It's on.
And Schefter and Mort report. That rhymes.
Schefter and Mort.
That the Falcons are in too. Meaning somebody will take Matt Ryan and his monster contract as well. Does that make Indianapolis the target there? Because they are staring down the barrel of Sam Ehlinger and James Morgan, the captain, on their roster with zero career NFL passes, sitting there as their only quarterbacks going into a draft where they don't have a first round pick, and their choices are right now Jimmy Garoppolo coming off of shoulder surgery, Marcus Mariota, Jameis Winston coming off of knee surgery, Andy Dalton. Or as Daniel Jeremiah mentioned on yesterday's free agency frenzy that I hosted.
Hey.
It was so frenzied that Daniel mentioned a good possibility for the Colts is to go get Nick Foles playing the Frank Reich greatest hits one more time. That didn't work out with Carson Wentz. Go get Nick Foles sitting there in Chicago. Call Poles for Foles.
Mm.
Which is not related to Cars for Kids.
One, eight, seven,
no, stop, please. Stop it. So that's the Indianapolis Colts scenario right now. And Ryan, we've already been talking about Matt Ryan maybe gone from Atlanta. And the only way you'd do that is to go get the Texans guy. Once again, proving if you have the guy, you might want to stick with the guy. Certainly, if it's cheaper to keep him. Unless things get so bad that you gotta part ways. And the so bad is a big question mark, like Russell Wilson in Seattle and Carson Wentz in Indianapolis. Certainly in a draft where nobody seems to be lighting the fire. Boy, it just seems like in the NFL, you've got the high of the high rent district, right? You got the elite of the elite, and then you've got the teams that are hoping they've got the next elite quarterback. And then you've got this large phantom zone in the middle. This huge phantom zone of possible Super Bowl caliber quarterbacks. And I'll throw Kirk Cousins in there too. If you surround him, I mean, there's so many ifs and buts, but the ifs and buts turned into candies and nuts for the Rams last year, did it not? Yeah. With a guy that supposedly couldn't do a damn thing in his career, hitting his head on the Lions ceiling.
Don't you think Stafford was looked at a little bit different than Cousins, though?
Well, because one was a first overall pick and another one was the odd choice of mid-round draft choice in the same year that the team chose RG3, moved up to go get him. Yeah, they were born into the league differently, but both have the same question marks of NFC North quarterback that can't win the big one. We heard that about Stafford middle of the season. He couldn't win the big one. And there's a bunch of overpaid quarterbacks that haven't done very much, but they're still good enough. And teams hope that that good enough can turn into championship stuff. This is the state of the quarterback world in the NFL right now, and it's weird because there's a lot of fungible parts, and the most amazing thing about it is the quarterback out of everybody that I've just mentioned, from Rodgers to Watson to Wilson to Wentz and Cousins and Ryan, didn't even mention Derek Carr. Stafford, all of them that I've just mentioned, the one that is the most surefire Super Bowl, flat out pedigree, all of it, flat out 100% makes the team a Super Bowl contender and can actually win it because we've seen him do it with the team, is a 44-year-old guy who spent 5+ weeks in walkabout. with his supermodel wife and beautiful family and his great mom and pop living in his old childhood room and just hanging out with Cristiano Ronaldo. And he's just saying, I want back in. And the whole world is like, yeah, you do.
Let's go.
Tom Brady, which is another reason why he can't quit it. Because he knows he strolls back in and he's like, love the business that you guys are all conducting. Love the money that you're spreading off the cap and all that business. Love it. I'm back. See you in September. God, the last 72, 90 hours has been insane. Ian Rappaport's going to join us in 5 minutes to make some heads or tails about all of this. And then reason why I love doing a show like this is I get to say the other two guests are Nolan Ryan and Brett Michaels. Okay? Throwing fastballs and poison at you. Okay?
Nothing but a good time.
Right? Nice. Well done.
Thank you.
Right? Noogies and poison. Can't wait. And Brett Michaels is in studio, and it's his birthday.
Hey.
Yes, sir. Okay. And I think it was 45, and he's diabetic, so we've got balloons. Thanks. So it's 45 years ago today, Three's Company was debuted as well.
Yep.
Okay, and Mike Del Tufo lives around the corner from the Regal Beagle, as a matter of fact.
I DJ there on Tuesday night.
Very good.
Oh, look at you. Live at the Beagle.
Say what up to Larry for me.
So, Michael, lots to talk about on this show. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We'll take a break. Ian Rappaport will join us when we come back here on the Rich Eisen Show. The Callaway Odyssey putter I've been telling you about, you've got to go check it out. It's the number one putter on every major tour from 2021. Number one in worldwide wins. Last 37 major championships across the PGA, LPGA, and Champions Tour, guess what? Not only did more pros play an Odyssey putter in those majors, but more pros won major championships in 2021 with that Odyssey. And you may have heard Xander Schauffele brought home gold with one last summer. Being the number one putter on tour takes more than just a good year, though. It takes consistent performance, a steady stream of game-changing innovations like the legendary White Hot insert and that new Tri-Hot 5K putter I was telling you about. Classic blade with the forgiveness of a mallet. That makes zero sense. But it's an example of why the best players in the world rely on Odyssey putters when it matters most. See what makes Odyssey the number one putter on tour at odysseygolf.com. Ian Rappaport, when we come back right here on the Rich Eisen Show with Nolan Ryan and Brett Michaels behind him. Oh, baby. Hey, folks, it's time for the NFL draft, which means for me, I need a good night's sleep because if I don't have one, I'm just not myself. You know the deal. You know exactly how important it is to have quality sleep. It's a game changer for all of us. So Sleep Number helps me. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's setting is 70. We both get a great night's sleep because we could adjust the firmness of our mattress on each side. Improve your quality sleep because Sleep Number learns how you sleep thanks to their smart beds and provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, terrestrial radio show. Ian Rappaport joining me here on the Rich Eisen Show to our terrestrial audience. We say hello to him for a second time. All right, Ian, what does the contract from Aaron Rodgers tell you about the commitment Aaron Rodgers and the Packers have made to one another, Ian?
So the contract is very interesting. Right. So basically what it is $50 million per year over the first 3 years of the deal. it is $62 million per year over the first 2 years of the deal. And there's $150 million guaranteed. That's the nuts and bolts of it. That's kind of the important part. It feels to me, based on the language, based on the numbers, that it is a two-year commitment from Aaron Rodgers. And from what I understood, if he was going to go to, say, the Broncos, he was going to commit to them for 2 years, so it makes sense. It makes sense that if he was going to go back to the Packers, he would do it for 2 years. Could also potentially be for 3 years. So, you know, we're not going to be doing this again for Aaron Rodgers next year. We at least have 2 years before we have to do the exact same thing again, which is good because I don't know if I could do this again.
I think you got it in you, Ian. I think you got it in you. So the whole idea of the out that he negotiated last year as a backstop from being franchise tagged in a spot he doesn't want to be in anymore, is that gone? Is that out of the contract now? So that's part of the reason why it's a 2 year deal, do you think?
So that was never in the contract, actually. I mean, it was sort of reported that it was, but it actually wasn't. That was more of a friendship handshake agreement that if it didn't get to a point where he wanted that, they would kind of look at a trade. But I have not heard anything about that now. I mean, it seems like Aaron Rodgers is going to retire, remember, the Green Bay Packers, barring some sort of, like, dramatic turn that I can't even foresee. Like, I think at the end of all this, Aaron Rodgers has signed his last contract with the Packers, will retire a Packer, and everything that Green Bay did relationship-wise to keep him in the fold was worth it and was noted, and honestly was pretty incredible.
So what does this mean for Jamal Adams now that you see the cap number for Devontae Adams? What does this mean for Devontae Adams? Yeah, pardon me. Everything well, just done. So what does this mean for Devontae Adams now that you've seen the numbers for Rodgers? What do you think?
You know, I would say it's still difficult to get a deal done. And I guess anything is possible, but it's hard. It's hard to get a deal done. I know that they're at a point now with the money where I don't know where it goes, honestly. He has not, they are nowhere on the negotiations. I know that they offered him a big deal, but, you know, it was not highest paid receiver in the NFL money. It was not more than DeAndre Hopkins. It was not where he needed to be. So he has not engaged with them. And, you know, could they get a deal done? I guess anything is possible. I don't see how. And he has told them that he is not going to play for the franchise tag. So we'll see what goes from here.
So that drama plays out between now and July 15th, which is the deadline for which a franchise tag player can get a long-term contract from the team that's put the tag on him, correct?
Yeah. Yes. So, and, you know, I don't expect him anywhere near the Packers until then. Maybe. Until then, maybe. You know, I mean, again, like, it's a hard deal to do. You would think if they were going to do it, it would have happened already. But, I don't know. I've seen things turn around quickly. We'll see if that could happen here, but I really don't sense it. So, you know, at some point this situation has to come to a head and we'll see where it goes.
And I think what you told me yesterday on NFL Network, I imagine that still stands, is the holdup is the argument over what is the who is the highest paid receiver and what is the money in DeAndre Hopkins' contract really saying towards that argument, correct?
Right, because, you know, agents say, well, all contract extensions are based on new money. That's true. But then you see this one and people go, well, yeah, but that's not really based on new money. That's, you know, 2 years, that's $27 million a year, it's tacked on to the end of the deal, it's added, spread it out through 5 years, like it's, people don't consider it real, but players do, and Devontae Adams does. So that's why there is, you know, I don't know where it goes, but there's certainly an impasse here.
Few more minutes left here with Ian Rappaport from NFL Network here on a very busy free agent Tuesday in the NFL. What's going on with Deshaun Watson, best you can tell, Ian?
So Deshaun Watson is meeting with the Cleveland Browns today. Their brass is flying down to meet him in person in Houston. The Atlanta Falcons meet with him tomorrow. You know, is it a long shot? Probably. But we'll see. They're going to take, you know, they're going to take their shot, I would say. And then he met with the New Orleans Saints and the Carolina Panthers yesterday. And, you know, it seems to me that the Saints are in good position. We'll see what his meetings with the Browns and Falcons are like. We'll see if there's a surprise team in there as well.
So when you say the Browns are in, does that mean Mayfield's part of a deal? What can you tell me about compensation from your sense that Nick Caseri is going to want from that team in particular?
I have not 100% confirmed that Mayfield would be in the deal. I think he might be, but I have not confirmed that he will be. He doesn't have to be. You know, I mean, what you could do is you could, you know, basically just trade for Deshaun Watson and then say to the Colts or Seattle, like, all right, like, give us a one or, you know, I don't know, whatever it would be for Baker Mayfield. So it's not like he has to be in the trade. Like,
right.
You would be able to trade him somewhere.
So, and clearly that would be the case with Matt Ryan, right? If the Falcons land Deshaun Watson.
Yeah. I mean, I would imagine that Matt Ryan would then, you know, go to the Colts or the Seahawks, would be my guess.
Does that affect what's going on with Jimmy G? Like, the Colts would basically say, hey, you know, hey, San Francisco, lower your price for Jimmy G. We'll take him off your hands now, because when Watson goes somewhere else, you know, that might leave Seattle as the only one left at the table who needs a quarterback, and you're not trading him there.
Right.
So you might as well trade him here. Something like that being afoot, do you think?
Well, yeah, but I think also, you know, the Colts have done this with a quarterback coming back from a shoulder. Remember, Andrew Luck was coming back from a shoulder and was supposed to be ready, then it wasn't ready, and then there was a setback, and there's, you know, it was just, there was a lot. And I don't know that they want to do that again. I mean, they looked into it, there were trade talks, all of that, and they still might do it. They still could revisit it. I just haven't sensed that it's anything imminent, you know? So I think we might be talking about this right before the draft while we're all hanging out in Vegas. Maybe by then they'll have a better idea of where his shoulder is. He still won't be throwing, but maybe we'll know a little more.
I guess, but we're talking about a quarterback. You're saying the Browns are flying down to Houston.
I'm sorry, Rich. I have to take this. Can you hang on? Sorry.
I love this. Go ahead. Can you play hold music, Mike?
You want some Girl from Ipanema?
Something like that.
You could have three-wayed us. I mean, we could have helped out.
No. This is what happens. Ian took a phone call on the air on NFL Network. Yesterday.
Yeah. This is great.
Well, this is what happened. No, but you see what I'm saying is that if you're the Colts calling for Jimmy G, mm-hmm. and he's talking about you need to see how his shoulder is, maybe you just overlook that and you give less of a compensation right now.
Right.
Just to lock somebody up.
Because you're also saying to somebody like the Niners, we want him now and we'll take him for this now. But if Matt Ryan becomes available or Baker Mayfield becomes available, then we'll make those moves, and we're not an option for Jimmy G at all. And I know you're not going to send him to Seattle. Like, that's a non-starter. If you heard that the Colts apparently asked for permission to speak to Deshaun Watson, and the Texans are like, yeah, no.
Not going to happen.
Two shot.
They're like, yeah.
You got to ask, right?
Yeah, you got to ask.
And so... Very good. So, no, so you've got that in play, mm-hmm. but you're also going for a quarterback that the Browns are flying down
Sorry
to Houston.
That.
Speak. No, it's all good. It's all good. You want to break some news off of that phone call?
No, but I do need to ask a couple more questions based on that phone call.
Okay, so then just real quick, and then I will let you go. Because you mentioned, I was just getting to this point as well, that you need to see what's going on with Jimmy G's shoulder. Does nobody want to hear what happens in the depositions that apparently the Browns are meeting Deshaun Watson around today, right? Or we just assume that this is now officially no longer criminal and much ado about nothing, so you're just going to go and make this trade for Deshaun?
I'm sorry. I got to race off the phone.
No, go ahead. Apologies. Go ahead. Ian, just go do your business. Go do your business. There you go. That's Ian Rapoport right there.
Quick hang up.
There you go.
I mean, that's real breaking news.
That's my question about that.
Yeah, there's something going on.
No, that's my question about the Browns are flying down to meet Deshaun Watson. Around his depositions for all these civil cases.
Civil cases, yeah.
Don't you want to know what's going to be made of that before you make this trade?
I think that the fact that there's not going to be any criminal, people don't really care. These teams don't care about
There were no criminal charges for Roethlisberger. He got four games.
Okay, so that's...
I mean, there's some precedents, right? Didn't Zeke got suspended, and he didn't get any... He didn't have any
probably
charges put against him.
Lose some games, though, wouldn't you suspect?
He lost the whole season.
And then I guess then you have him the rest of your career. Look, I'm if Watson winds up with the Browns, that would mean an arms and legs race that the Steelers would be losing considerably with Lamar, Burrow, and Watson in that division. Which is why if you're the Browns, you got to take the swing. Boy, do you have to take that swing. You got to take it big time. And then there's the matter of Trubisky, right? I watched back, not like Larry Sanders where I watch the show when I'm done, but I watched back what I had to say first blush about Trubisky, and it was a very negative approach where I said that Ben was...
Fist pumping?
Kind of happy, right? That somebody with an unsuccessful run in Chicago was coming in, right, and showing up in Pittsburgh. Sort of, it's interesting, I didn't use the word Tomczak because that is somebody who was actually in Chicago who wound up in Pittsburgh. I went with a whiff of the Brister, a little bit of the Bubby, then Tommy Maddox, because I did mention Maddox because I think the Steelers are still going to draft somebody.
That makes sense.
Which is something that, you know, Trubisky knows from the other end of things. If you recall, the Bears signed Mike Glennon, or as Warren Sapp would refer to him, Mick Glennon, as he called him once on NFL Game Day morning, called him McGlennon.
Mike Glennon, man.
Which I thought was great. You get some fries with that? Yeah. And so they had him. And then all of a sudden, they draft Trubisky. And Glennon is like, okay, I guess I'm not going to be the quarterback here. And the answer is no. And then Trubisky could now be the Glennon in this character where they just commit 2 years to him and they draft somebody in Pittsburgh that they have no intention of starting. That's why I mentioned Maddox, because Maddox was there when Big Ben got drafted and Maddox got hurt. And Ben got thrown into the deep end of the pool in week two. And I remember being on NFL Total Access, and one of the stories, I don't know why this sticks with me, but it does. Alan Faneca, a man with whom Roethlisberger will share a room forever in Ohio when Ben goes in to the hall. Faneca was quoted as saying, this is just, you know, I'm paraphrasing, difficult for the team. Because there's this kid coming and we're ready to win now. And we had our veteran in Maddox and, you know, now we got to turn to some kid that really doesn't know the system all that well and so on and so forth. And I can only imagine that Roethlisberger might not have maybe, and I shouldn't say this, but I'll say it anyway, as he was maturing, maybe not the greatest practice habits. I don't know how many reps he got. There wasn't a lot of buy-in on Roethlisberger. And as you know, he didn't lose until the second round of the playoffs. He won every start in the regular season the rest of the way. One of the most incredible runs we've ever seen from a rookie. Maybe that's what you see. Or, let's be positive here. Trubisky had one of the lowest amounts of career starts at the collegiate level when the Bears drafted him. John Fox was the coach when he drafted him. It really is nature and nurture together in the NFL. It's not versus. You've got to have your own nature. It's got to match the city in which you've been drafted, and you got to be nurtured. You have to be. I mean, Peyton Manning, one of the greatest natures of all time, he still needed to be nurtured. 28 interceptions he threw as a rookie. Marshall Faulk tells stories all the time about that. And, you know, you can't have churning offensive coordinators, which, by the way, Kirk Cousins had for a very long time. Still does. And Trubisky got Nagy there, and we all know Nagy won Coach of the Year, and then it kind of went south. Went sideways. Now he's got another shot. I think he's going to get the start here, even if they do draft somebody, and even if this is the so-called competition with Mason Rudolph. The numbers of his contract and the upside that Trubisky has and the upside that Rudolph has not shown in the times that he did get starts when Roethlisberger was not starting. I think this is Trubisky's gig, and maybe, just maybe, he can have his run. You buy it?
I think there's some good players around him in Pittsburgh. Sure up the offensive line a little bit. Why can't he?
And he can run away from whoever's coming through that offensive line.
He's big. He's mobile. He has a big arm. Who does that remind you of? Ben Roethlisberger.
Well, he definitely moves around fast. He's a lot more agile than Ben.
Yeah.
You know, Ben was more agile in the pocket. It was tough to take down, too. He's also, again, as I've always said, the play usually ends when a quarterback is hit for Ben. That's when it began for much of his career.
I think it can work.
I'm not
going to poo-poo it right away. Well, I want to see it in action.
It will look worse if Watson shows up in the division and one team starting Lamar, another team starting Watson, another team starting Burrow.
Yeah.
And now here you are trying to rebuild and see if you can catch lightning in a bottle with a guy who is still developing. I mean, you could say that too. Young kid, still not a lot of starts in college. He did get, what was it about? I think I saw his record yesterday. About close to 50 starts in Chicago.
Yeah, I think that was it.
But you look at the rest of the, I'll tell you what, it's a better situation than what the Colts are currently in right now. And you could even say what the Falcons are currently in right now. Honestly, like, they're so cap hamstrung, and Matt Ryan's only going to get more, how do I say this, cap hamstringy the longer he stays there. And Trubisky's affordable and younger. And if you're not going to win, wouldn't you rather have affordable and younger than older and cap hamstringy?
Yeah, Rich, in 4 years, Trubisky started 50 games, went 29.
There you go.
And 21.
I mean, his numbers are pretty decent.
So that's
10,000 yards, 64 touchdowns.
All I'm saying is that for the moment, if Watson shows, you got Watson and you've got Burrow fresh off of what he's done and Lamar. And then you got the higher register of, hey, maybe no, you don't know. That's why I think they're going to draft somebody 20th overall, and we'll see how that goes. And I think that's the plan for Pittsburgh. When we come back, your phone calls, 844-204-RICH, number to dial before Nolan Ryan joins the program. And Ian Rappaport hanging up like that means something's probably afoot on the Watson front, brother.
Yeah.
But knowing him and his business, it could be anybody else in your top 50 free agent list.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a
likelihood. So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. I mean, rumors are hot and flowing everywhere. You know, the Niners, I guess it's one of those things, too. Like, they had Jimmy G, and they love Lance enough to have spent all the draft choices on him, that if Watson is available, you go get him. And Watson is not a criminal, you go get him. But how do the 49ers have any assets to go get him? unless you hope that the Texans evaluate him, right, in the same way they did, which is worth two firsts. So here's a guy that was worth two firsts to us. That'll be two fewer firsts you get from us. I don't think that's the way it works. So. Greg in Tacoma, Washington, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Greg? Greg, you there? All right, put him back on. Greg in Tacoma, Washington is talking out of his other orifice, I guess. let's go to Richard in Tucson, Arizona. What's up, Richard?
Hey, Rich, how you doing?
What's up, sir?
Listen, we're talking a lot about this money, and without a doubt, when you talk about $50 million a year and you talk about $150 million guaranteed, that seems enormous amount of money to pay a player. But what I haven't heard discussed at all is the CBA was signed from 2020 to 2030. And after it was signed, the NFL partnered with the gaming industries, the gambling industries. And based on reporting and internet reporting, it goes anywhere from $1.8 billion to $2.4 billion additional revenues to the NFL. So if you take 2.4 per team, that's $75 million each team gets just from gambling, which will increase. How does that factor into distribution? Do the owners just pocket it? So $50 million sounds a lot, but when you realize this new revenue source, which didn't even exist when the CBA was signed.
Look, I don't know. Here's what I'll say. Again, I just know from the lockout wars of 2011 that there is a revenue split when money comes in between teams and players, and that gets factored into a salary cap. And I don't know what revenues owners get to keep completely and what they have to share with players and how it factors into salary cap. Honestly, that's never been my bag, and I don't have the slide rule. I was more verbal than math when I got my SATs done. So I don't know the answer to it. All I know is the NFL doesn't get a piece of the actual gambling. If you put down money on such and such, they don't get I don't think they get a little vigorish, right? I mean, I don't think that's what happens. So,
no, they don't. But what's been reported is that the revenue that the NFL will get.
Right. It's just like anything else. Like, you know, they're the official, you know, gambling partner or one of the three that apparently they have. And thanks for the call. Appreciate it. And, you know, in terms of, you know, the official soft drink, the official so on and so forth. So I don't know how anything really factors into that or what, I guess, his point was. But the money's just only going to go up. Which is why if you can put something on the credit card and shove it into the future and figure when the cap goes up, that'll just be eaten up. We'll just eat this up and hopefully stare at the Lombardi trophy that we're going to win. Mm-hmm. You know? All right, Greg in Washington, we'll give him one more shot. What's up, Greg?
Yes, sir.
What's up, Greg? What's going on?
Aaron Rodgers. I called in. I'm not a fan. He makes me almost not like the NFL completely. Him and Calvin Ridley right now as I stand. I've been watching NFL since 1965. And he holds up everything. He's such a fraud. He's a bully and everything else. And that's just me.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. But I think I'm right. I love y'all. The show, TJ, yo, twofold.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all the best.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate it.
Is this Chris Carter?
You sound like Chris Carter. Yeah. That's what we're all saying. Oh, there it goes. He puts you on the pay no mind list.
Yeah,
what
I mean.
What's that all about?
I think he when he likes one of us, he likes all of us.
You forget my name? Is that what happened?
It could have been. It could have been. Yeah. You know,
he just doesn't like Brockman. I'm going to like Brockman.
I got mentioned, so it's hard to say.
It's fine if that's the case.
There's two white bald guys on this show. So, I mean, you know, he could have been confused as to which one.
There's only two Irish Muslims in this bar.
Yeah, right.
But TJ, you were the first to get the shout out.
I mean, yeah, I'm TJ's the man of the people, man. You got to understand that sometimes.
TJ is loved. You're laughing.
He did sound like Chris Carter.
He sounded just like Chris Carter.
I go, is this Chris Carter?
Wow. Just like
first thing I said.
And he does not like Aaron Rodgers or Calvin Ridley for them.
Texans, man, sitting back and taking offers. The Niners do not have the draft capital. Unless, is there a rule like with the NBA where you're not allowed to?
I don't know.
Right, in the NBA, right, you're not allowed to give up away success of first rounders in back-to-back years,
which is
right?
That's why it's always like 23, 25, 27.
Which is why LeBron wants to give the 27 and 29 away,
right,
to improve his team over the upcoming summer.
Yeah.
So, Nolan Ryan's about to join us. Nolan Ryan, to me, when you just look in terms of his toughness and his legendary toughness and his Hall of Fame status and his longevity and the fact that he's got the records for most walks, wild pitches, grand slams, and most stolen bases given up. And he's a strikeout king, and he's got 773 starts, second only to Cy Young. You know what? He's like the Brett Favre of baseball. And Brett's like the Nolan Ryan of football.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you'd think if anybody ever came at Favre, Favre would give them noogies, too. Beating them up. You know what I mean?
And overpowering.
Right.
Longevity.
Cattle rancher during the offseason, which is what Nolan Ryan was. And Nolan Ryan pitched one time with blood on his jersey, and it wasn't a Sharpie. It was actual real blood.
Wow. Still bitter about that, huh?
What? About Nolan Ryan pitching with blood on his jersey? Of course not. Never do that. It's like Roy Hobbs. Nolan Ryan's going to join us coming up next on the Rich Eisen Show. I don't know about I would just you, in the same way that the Niners called out the Packers the day of the draft saying, hey, is Rodgers available? If he is, you know,
hey, what do you think?
Shooting our shot.
Hey, I know we traded 3 first rounders for Trey Lance, but
they traded 3 first rounders for him.
What about Deshaun Watson?
They traded 3 first rounders for him.
So
what?
I'm just like, it would be insane to have to trade now 2 to 3 more first rounders plus this kid.
You can't do that. And I know that, well, I guess you
can. I mean, they could.
I guess you can. The Rams haven't chosen in the first round in what, 5 years in a row or something like that?
Been a while. Was Todd Gurley their last first round pick?
I think so.
That was
so. I guess you can do that, but so they would have to trade their, they're 24, 25 first-round draft choices.
Yeah. And then,
and 26, too. They want 3 firsts.
Well, if you throw in Lance, I mean, he's a first, I guess. And then maybe a couple of 2s.
And then go to work.
And then, all right, Deshaun Watson, 26 years old. Let's go.
I don't know how that would work.
Debo Samuel.
Crazy. Saints, apparently, as you heard, that in good position is what
front runner
Ian said.
Position, yeah.
So Watson and Brady in the same division.
That's fun.
And then Watson would be their guy for a long time. The Saints fans would just go crazy for him. You think that's why the Falcons are trying to shoot their shot? Just to prevent that from happening too?
Not a bad idea on their part.
I know, right. Well, at any rate, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Brett Michaels in studio, hour number 3. I've got a 4 downs, a quarterback-centric free agency version of 4 downs. I think you'll like my 4th down hot take. I haven't had the hot take plank in these hands in a while. That'll be fun. That'll be coming up. And then, of course, your phone calls at 844-204-RICH being the number to dial. Nolan Ryan, has he ever been on the show? I don't think he has. Has he been?
I think we did have him once.
Okay.
Right?
Mike, really? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think so. He's got a new documentary on his life coming out. And Nolan, how fast do you think he can throw right now?
92.
Can't wait to ask him that question coming up.